Stop. Stop. Who can sit in this stuff?
Madhvacharya's place,
Udupi.
And from there he collected that book. And then he gets to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He compiled and he corrected. And then Prabhupada printed it. And before that, it was from Shankaracharya. He was Pandit, discovered from anywhere, from Shankaracharya. And then he was doing. In that book, birth date of Srila Vyasa, and he is Jagat Guru. In India, everywhere, whether Grihastha, Tyagi, whether he used to be Mayavadi, Vaishnava, anywhere, all used to worship him. That's it. So Mahaprabhu gave a proposal that Vyas Puja should be done, but where? And then Srivas Pandit told what?
So, as the Guru Dev is saying,
time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur revised it for our Sampradaya. And then Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur printed this codice. Srila Gurudev explains in the biography that in 1948, which was the 50th appearance date of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj, he began to perform Vyas Puja according to this codice. And since then, every year, it's been performed in this way. That is, the Guru Puja is first done to Gurudev with Guru Panchaka. There are our Guru, his Guru, that is Param Gurudev, Param Prestha Gurudev, his Gurudev, Parapar Gurudev, and Param Parapar Gurudev, our Gurudev and five beyond. Then there's Acharya Panchaka. There are seven Panchakas, or seven groups of five, who are worshipped on Vyas Puja Day as representatives of Vyas Day, or the origins of Vyas Day. So the Acharya Panchaka is the four Sampradaya Acharyas, who are also manifestations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself how to teach and how to initiate their own sampradayas according to different qualifications of different worshippers. So they are the four sampradaya acharyas, that is Nimbajitya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and Vishnu Swami, and the teacher of all sampradayas, that is Sukadeva Goswami, because they all learned from the Srimad Bhagavatam as spoken by Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Then there's the Vyas Panchaka, that is Vyasadeva himself had four of his original disciples, that is Jaimini, Kailas, Sumanta, and Vaisampayani. First there was one Veda, compiled by Sri Vyasadeva, and then because he saw that the people in Kali Yuga didn't have the intelligence to understand that one Veda, he divided it into four. And he put his four disciples in charge of each of these four divisions of the Vedas, and gradually the Vedas were further divided into, he himself wrote Mahabharata, and he also made the Upanishads and the Vedanta Sutra. And later on, because Vedanta, there seemed to be contradictions in Vedanta and Upanishads, he made Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra, which is later made more easy by his himself writing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So first he had the four disciples, then they had further disciples, and he further clarified and explained the Vedas for our easy understanding of the sage of Kali. So that's Vyas Panchaka. Then there's Upasaka Panchaka, the supreme worshipable deity of Radha and Krishna and Gaur, Nityananda, Gaur Gadadhar, and Sri Gurudev. And then Gadadhar does this, but in a different Panchaka, in the Panchatattva Panchaka, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, and Shiva. So, in the Upasaka Panchaka, it's Radha Krishna, Gaur Gadadhar, and Gurudev. And then the Panchatattva Panchaka, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, and Shiva. So, the Guru, the bona fide Guru, teaches us how to worship the whole Guru Parampara. So, Srila Param Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj, taught us how to actually perform Vyas Puja. And in one year, he asked our Srila Gurudev to perform the puja of the five panchakas, seven panchakas.
Me, especially. When he did first Vyas Puja, he told that you should go. And he was introducing me, and I was. And from then I used to do every year. He had no so many paraphernalia, nothing. So we cannot do. But even Navadvip and Mathura we can do. In Navadvip even we do like that. They will remember me for that. At Navadvip today they are doing, but remembering.
So Paramahansa explained that all Indian religions think that they are worshipping Vyasadeva and performing actual Vyasa Puja, but only the bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas are actually worshipping Vyasadeva, and especially the Gaur Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, is actually the supreme worshippers of Vyasadeva, because they understand the actual message of Vyasadeva, who put all the essence of all the Vedas in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vyasadeva had compiled all the Vedic literature, and still he was unhappy. Everything he did already, Mahabharata, the Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, Upanishads, the four Vedas, everything, and still he was unhappy. So Narad Muni, his spiritual master, appeared to him and asked, "Why are you so happy, unhappy?" He said, "I don't know, because the spiritual master is the doctor. He knows what the ailment is, and he knows how to cure that ailment." So Narada Muni asked Vyasadeva, "Have you written about Krishna's childhood pastime?" He already wrote about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he said, "No, I haven't wrote about that. Have you written, Narada, to ask him how Mother Yashoda would twist Krishna's ears when he would steal butter and yogurt from other gopis' houses?" He said, "No, I don't know about these things. How can I write?" So Vyasadeva said, "Then what have you written? You've actually written nothing." Then he said, "Have you written how Krishna is controlled by the gopis? How Krishna had Rasa Leela, and how he left the Rasa dance only for Srimati Radhika?" Vyasadeva said, "No, I haven't realized it. How can I write?" He wasn't that type of writer that would just hear something and without realization write it. But because he didn't realize it, he said, neither was he familiar, so therefore he couldn't write it. So Narada told Vyasadeva to enter into the trance of Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yogena Manasi, to enter his mind into unalloyed Bhakti Yoga, to be completely free from all material things, which he did, and thus he wrote the Paramahamsa Samhita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Anartam Upatamam Shastai Bhakti Yoga Madhoksade, Lokasya Ajanataha Vidvam Chakre Sattvata Samhita. The whole world is suffering, full of misery, full of anarchas, without knowing that all the world's suffering could at once in a moment be finished by Bhakti Yoga. So therefore the great sage Vyasadeva compiled the Samhita, the scripture, in pure goodness, Srimad Bhagavatam, to eradicate all the world's suffering. And actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is the glorification of Srimati Radhika. So the Gurudev explained in his many, many Sanatan Dharma classes in Hindi, in Fiji, in New Zealand, then again in Australia, in Britain, that really Vyasadeva established Sanatan Dharma in his Srimad Bhagavatam, where Krishna himself appeared for the main, so many purposes, but for the main purposes of attracting those souls who have these sukriti, samskaras, and these swarup of serving Radha Krishna Kanjago in Vrindavan with a leaning towards Srimati Radhika. And therefore, our Gaudiya Sampradaya is the real worshippers of Sri Vyasadeva. Param Gurudev explained that Sankaracharya also says that he's worshipping Vyasadeva. But actually, although Sankaracharya is Lord Shiva himself, a pure devotee, he's playing the pastime of a Mayavai Acharya, who actually was offensive to Vyasadeva. In the name of worshipping him, he said that Vyasadeva was mistaken. Sankaracharya's teaching is that the Supreme Brahman is Ananda, what is it? Ananda Sukh. He is bliss. But he said that Vyasa was wrong because Vyasa said the Supreme Brahman is Anandamaya Vyasa. He's the supreme blissful person. So Sakracharya said, no, he's wrong. He's bliss, but he's not blissful. And therefore, Sakracharya and his followers are not actually worshippers of Vyasa. The Vaishnavas are actually the worshippers, and Gaudiya Sampradaya are actually the supreme worshippers of Srila Vyasa. So Param Gurudev is taught how to actually perform Vyasa Puja by the seven panchakas, and actually how to worship Vyasa Puja by worshipping Vyasa, by following the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who taught not partially how to follow Vyasa, as the other Sampradaya Acharyas, but fully follow Vyasa's teaching by becoming the servant of Radha Krishna Pandital with a leaning towards Srimati Radhika.
She mentioned five.
At the time of Mahaprabhu. But Srila Prabhupada and my Gurudev, they introduced seven. No. Gaur Panchatattva and Upasya Panchatattva. First means Gau, Gadadhar, Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Radhika, and this has been added. So now seven panchakas. If a disciple, what thing? His Gurudev well. But he has no respect for Guru Parampara. Oh, they are bogus. Gurudev cannot accept their worshiping. Never and never. Nowadays, this is going on. And they are now, that is why they are going to be ruined. No link with Guru Parampara. Only my Gurudev, What your Gurudev? From where he came? From where he learnt all these things? They should know, but they don't care for me. Oh, my Guru, they are first Guru and last Guru. And now, sir, what should go on? Bogus, offensive. If any disciple has no connection with Guru Parampara, really they are offender of Guru Dev. That is why ISKCON never learnt all these things. Swamiji accepted Guru Parampara and especially Bhagavat Parampara introduced by Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. I cleared it all, and against questions that arise in Vrindavan here and there, I've given fully answered, have answered them all. That has stopped their mouth to do anything. So, I think that we should follow our Guru Parampara. Without Guru Parampara, we cannot do anything. So, we should follow that. And his Parampara. That, so, and then Sutta Goswami, like Srila Prabhupada has, Madhvacharya, and then that parampara, and after that, Ishwar Puri, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, then Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and then Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, Sarup Sanatan, Sarup Raghunath, and then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, others, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and then in Parampara, Baladevi Vidya Bhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. We try to give proper honor to all gurus. And if you are not giving proper gurus, then you are not real disciples, and you cannot develop your Krishna thing. Never and never. So is our Guru Maharaj. Oh, in Medinapur, Kabir Spratna, here and there. Once I saw 20,000 persons were assembled for Vyas Puja. And a very wealthy person, so he gave prasad to all. His age was 84, about 90. He told that, "I want to take initiation from you." Guru Maharaj told that you should give up all these things, both regulative principles. Oh, I do. Nothing to do new. Oh, but you take
hookah.
And the Sambhapu was coming from France, made in France. And golden
water pipe.
Everything was there. Then he told, "Yes, today I am serving right here. And after that day I will never stay." So he said, "Yes, it will do." So he brought a barber to say, he told, ordered that, last day you should make up ready that I should stay for last. And he prepared and he gave it to that wealthy person, age of 84, more than that. And he took and he did pranam to that hookah. "Oh, I will not take last time also. Oh, I am doing pranam," and he took it and
broke
it. "No, forever I am giving you." And then my Guru Maharaj became very happy and he initiated his whole family, not alone, whole family. His wife, his daughter, sister, his sons, all very big family. And then, more than 1 lakh persons coming whole day, about 50 persons were cooking. 50% now, big, like nowadays. Only khichdi, nothing else. In khichdi, all vegetables were given. And from all over that area, only heads and heads coming, sitting, taking shots, kirtan. I never saw like that. This was the first Vyas Puja. Medinipur. Nah. One Prabhu Bari Chidu. He chopped. Kalyan Shapya. A big, wealthy person. His business was. So many big. Nauka. Thousand and thousand months of rice going here, there, like my Prabhu's doll going here, there. Where is Prabhu? Oh, sitting there. What name? Bhul jata. Prabhu ka naam. Aapka naam kya bhul jata?
Daudayal
Gupta. A very big business. Each year, new places he used to go. And that very song, his preaching, that puja, everything was it. Very bold. I never seen a bold person like him. Once he went to Assam, and we were more than six, seven sannyasis and 10, 11 brahmachari red cloth hall, and some came from here and there. We are going on foot everywhere. So more than 50, 60. Like me, I do like that. We went in Assam village, very big village. And there were Ahamiya. Ahamiya means local or ancient persons of that area. What?
Adivasi.
Like, not Adivasi, but and only Asamiya. They worship Krishna, but not Radha. And they take fish, eggs, meat, everything. And in Srimad Bhagavat, there is 12 canto. And they had made 13 canto. And they follow that. But they eat meat, eggs, and everything. And only Radhika, not Krishna.
Only Krishna.
Not
Radhika.
And there, a big meeting was gone. Oh, so many. Thousand and thousand. More than 20,000. No mic, no use mic. At that time, there was no mic. Oh, speaking more than three. Very loud. So, there were two sides. Their side also, and our side, Guru Maharaj's side also. Guru Maharaj began to speak like lion. He told us first, we worship Radha and Krishna both. Not alone we could do. Without power, Krishna is nothing but zero. And he gave so many examples from Shastra. And then he told, those who are taking eat, meat, and all wine, even, though they worship Krishna, but this worship is nothing, bogus. Because it has been given in Shastra. Oh, what Shastra they have now introduced, new Bhagavatam? Oh, we don't accept this as
authentic.
Srimad Bhagavat has done by Vyasadeva. Oh, it is authentic. We should try to follow that. We should follow Brahma Sutra. Shakti, Shakti, Mato Raveda. But they don't follow. Those who take eggs, meat, wine, all these things, their mouth is not mouth, but it is like a drain. In which, what? Urine and stools are always going on. Their mouth is. I'm hearing they became upset. Thousands and thousands all began to take stones and all the, and began to go towards. We want that you should prove that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself God, Supreme God. Why is you worship? Has the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come in Srimad Bhagavatam? If it has been in Srimad Bhagavatam, then I will give respect. Guruji is surely in Vedas, Upanishad, and he ordered to become Maharaj, or to read all the
evidences.
Oh, Bhavan Maharaj has written all the proofs, always he used to keep, and his remembrance is very high. So he gave that book to Srivastava Maharaj and Srivastava is standing up like lion, he began to to give evidence and evidence. Then we don't recognize these evidence. Then you will have to have you any evidence? Our world is evidence. Our Bhagavat is evidence. Because we don't. And then they began to throw more stones and danda and all big way. In the Meantime, our party, or all villagers, half, more than half of all the people stood in favor of us. And thus they were ready to fight. And then there is the problem. When they saw that all the villages are favorable to us, and then they began. So Guru Maharaj, preaching was like that. What can he do by the danda and
stone?
Only this is gundami. If you want to discuss all these things with in a proper way, you can go. And thus, in whole Assam, he used to look like that. Never fear. He used to jump in fire. Like, I have learned all these things from my guru. Her Saraswati Thakur, he was ready to do everything. Once, in Mathura, Nimbark Sampradaya Sam wrote something in their magazine. Magazine used to come to me and my Bhagavat Patrika used to go to them. They wrote a very against Mahaprabhu. That Mahaprabhu, in his time, he was defeated with Keshav Kashmiri. And Keshav Kashmiri gave him Gopal Mantra and the Upasana of Radha and Krishna. Only they gave him one page. And I heard, I saw this, and in the meantime, my Gurudev came from Navadi. I saw, and he became red, totally red. Oh, you should take the pen and dictate it. And he began to dictate in Bengali. Oh, Nimbark is not a person. He's zero. He never became a devotee like Nimbark, never has any birth in India. Because at the time of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, there was no person, and they are telling that Nimbark was in the time of Mahaprabhu and after all. Jiva Goswami had not mentioned, he had mentioned all the acharyas of Ramanuj, Madhvacharya and all others. But he has not. His name? Anywhere. Anywhere at that time, in any book, authentic book, no name of Nimbarkacharya. But we accept Nimbaditya. And he was at the time of Vyasa Day. We follow. So there was no Nimbarkacharya. And he gave some evidence, and very short, I gave in that book, in my Bhagavad Gita. And it was given to them. At once they became what? Upset. They went to a very high class of advocate in court. They wanted to file a suit against our Guru Maharaj. What?
Court case.
But that they are assaulted.
Insulted.
And for 2 lakh rupees. Then they gave a notice through a court, and then Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, answered his notice without the help of any
lawyer.
He was himself. So many juries, so many advocates, he used to come to him for any
advice.
So he wrote, what I have written? I have written true. I will prove in court and everywhere. And that notice was such. Their advocate told that he is very
powerful
person. And he has money also. Don't go to give your hand in the
wormhole that you are captured in.
Yes. So snake will come and bite you. Don't go and don't disturb him. Be silent. They become so. Once, Samrata Kund Babaji, always against of Srila Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada always used to tell them Sahajiya, though they are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, they follow all the books. Like Radha Kunda Babaji, very learned, but that always criticized Prabhupada. Oh, he is like Tattvavadi. He has nothing to do with Rasa. We are very rasic, he is not rasic. We take mango and we take full juice, and he what he takes? Only the seed. Understand? Kya hoga ji? Mango seed.
No juice.
Oh, so much juice in that. And after taking again, and we tell it throughout. And that is, oh, he juice again, taking juice from there. No rasik, nothing. Only tattva, tattva. Then Guru Maharaj became angry. Because they were doing against him, criticizing Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. A shishya is who? We can do manobhishtam of his Gurudev. Sri Chaitanya manobhishtam thapitam jaina bhutale swayam rupah tada mayam tada. Who is Rupanuga? Mahaprabhu manobhishta was established by Srila Rupa Goswami. If Rupa Goswami was not there, oh, we could not have known that who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Radha and Krishna. So, our Gurudev, if any has criticized anyone to Guru Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, at once he used to become lion. And then he wrote 5 essays, articles. And it made fire, like Davanala. Davanala, you know?
Forest fire.
Yes, everybody. They became very severe. Like, I have written 5 essays. And everywhere, Davalanin in Brajamandal. All are burning, but they cannot do. No water.
To extinguish.
So at that time, Guru Maharaj wrote 5. Sahajiya, Sakhi Bheti, like so many.
What was the name of the book that he wrote?
Sahajiya. Sahajiya Dalan. In Gaudiya Patrika. And I translated it in Hindi in Bhagavad Patrika. And thus, a big war came. They filed a court case against Guru Maharaj, Narasingh Maharaj, the Sampadak. Auditor, Narasingh Maharaj, and printer Bhaman Maharaj, and Tribhikam Maharaj, myself, auditors, group. And they filed the court case. I requested personally that Guru Maharaj, this is a case of prestige. You should keep a very high class of our adversary. And he took in Calcutta High Court Bar, who was the best advocate, and he was well known to my Guru Maharaj, and he selected him, and he kept advocate, and when he went in the court and began to
present
the case, all there. They went to the district judge. Anyhow, we want to compromise. Guru Maharaj, I have no
compromise
word in my book, any book. That's what they had done wrong. And then, that was somewhat favorable to them. But there was no way to escape. So he begged pardon to our Gurudev. That is, you should come to my. He told that they should come and apologize then, I will come. That they will never write like this. And then they came, apologized, and Guru Maharaj. So he was very brave and bold. He used to have 3, 4, 5 court cases. Without court cases, we cannot have love and affection to them. Because once Krishna, for this, he did a breach of trust. He went to Chandravali. Then Lalita filed a court case in the court of Radhika. And Radhika summoned Krishna, Chandravali, and Lalita group. No? And there was court case. Srimati Radhika was like a judge. And thus Lalita pleaded for
Srimati
Radhika and for Krishna, Madhumangal, and others, for Chandravali. And the court case was gone. And in the last, Krishna was defeated, his party, and Chandravali. And then Lalita told that Krishna will have to write a
statement.
What is it? Dastkhat, you know? Sign. Or sign that I am servant of Radhika, you should write. And I will never,
do again
any trick of pressure. I will be settled to Radhika. And then Krishna wrote, Radhika is my worshipable. And I am his das. Das khat. Das means?
Servant.
I am servant. I will never go to betray to Radhika. And then it was signed in court. And it was given to Guru Maharaj, you to tell this a story. He made a story for pleaders there and lawyers. And they all heard and became very happy, very happy. We have never seen like a person like this. I myself, for Guru Dev service, daily going to court, having sannyas event, to advocate, and doing so many court cases, about 12 cases in Mathura. And in 12 cases, we won the case. So I am his disciple too. Oh, court, for court case also.
There was a court case against Iskan by Swamiji's children. They wanted to assert, his property, their inheritance. Without you going all the way from Mathura to Bombay and being in court and testifying. Yeah, I was there, he took the yard.
I myself, I did fire sacrifice and everything. So?
You mentioned that your Guru Maharaj established that without power, Krishna can be nothing, zero. How do we reconcile that statement with the statement of Jiva Dharma, that even without Shakti, Bhagavan has two features, independence and desire? In Jiva Dharma.
You should know. Nirvishesh Brahma. Krishna may be there, but Nirvishesh Brahma, no power, nothing. Anyhow, you should know that Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. If no Guru Bhakti, no Nishtha, then no Bhakti. Why Gurudev comes? To help the persons who have forgotten Krishna. Krishna comes for this. Ram comes. Gurudev comes. Gurudev is the power of Krishna. So he comes. To preach this mission. Those who don't know anything, they can go in the school of Sankar. Against bhakti. Samajh rahe na? Shankar ke theory mein bhakti nahi hai. Maha Mandaleshwar ho chahe jo. Wo kahte hai ki main hi Brahma. I am myself Brahma. That don't know every city of bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or Ramanuj Madhva Vishnu Swami. Even Vyas Sukadeva Goswami. Shankaracharya followers. They don't accept the Srimad Bhagavatam. They don't accept the Gita. So we should not have any even formalities to them. So we should try to follow our Guru Parampara like. If no Guru Nishtha, no Bhakti. What is Guru Nishtha? Like Guru Maharaj. He took his life in his hands.